Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored, and I am honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. I say truly, this is definitely a day of thanksgiving, for I too give God praise, honor, and glory for allowing me once again to be before you on today. Yes, yes, yes. This is the day of thanksgiving. This is the day where they say that the pilgrimage had taken place, and in the name of Jesus, to be thanks and to be prayerful for on today the blessings that what God has bestowed upon us, allowing us to see once again another day above ground with a reasonable portion of health, providing us with all of our needs and forgiving us of all of our sins. God truly is still on the throne. Amen. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, praise God, we continue to come forth, even on today, Thanksgiving, to continue reading the Word of God as we made a commitment, praise God, to bring forth the Word from Genesis to Revelations. Currently, we are in the King James Version and the book of Habakkuk, God's holy Word. Now, I do want to first give all honor to God, first and foremost, because he's allowing this to be what it is and how it is on today, giving him thanks for allowing us and helping us in our life. I'd like to give honor to my wife in the name of Jesus, truly, for allowing us in the name of Jesus to continue to bring forth the word as we have. We thank God for all of what it is that she does, truly, in the name of Jesus. And then we also acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or anywhere through the media and our archives, or however you hear David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We come forth, praise God, Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, to read the Word of God. Currently, we're out of the King James Version. And then we have Fridays where Lady Diane comes forth with a word. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for today, and we come forth to continue reading the Word of God out of the book of Habakkuk. Amen. We thank those that are listening in South Korea, our listeners that are in Canada, and those that are in Jamaica, and many of those throughout the United States of America. We God bless you, and Jesus be with you and your families on this holiday season. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, we know it's difficult in times for those who are unable to receive, provide, or do all for their families on this day. But we pray and ask, Lord God, that you make a way out of no way to continue to provide for those who are unable to provide for themselves. We pray in the name of Jesus that you heal the sick and set the captives free. Lord God, we pray that you bring back restored families and marriages, Lord God, back into the forefront of how you would have them to be. Lord God, you said any two people that God joined together, let no man come asunder. Trusting in you in the name of Jesus, we continue to follow your word, your ordinance, and your commandments. We pray for those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that are in the moment of provision for those that are in need, that are in a position to help. We ask that you bless them and help them make a way. Make a way out of no way for those who need help with their finances, to make bills, payments. Lord, you make a way out of no way. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you said if we continue to lift you up, you'll draw all men onto us. And this is what we continue to do, Lord God. We ask that you forgive us when we fall short. We ask you forgive us when we do something wrong or inappropriate in thy sight. But we know that you're able. Far and exceedingly above anything we can think or imagine, you can provide, you can do, and you can restore. And we thank you on today. For we surrender all unto you. in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for today on this Thanksgiving and 11 November 25th, 2021. Amen. God bless. We coming forth reading out of the book of Habakkuk. Amen. And we continue to read the word of God as we do. Praise God. Starting at chapter 1. Amen. Let us read Habakkuk chapter 1. The book which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou shalt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not say? Why hast thou showed me iniquity, and caused me to behold grievous? For spoiling the violence am before me, and thou art that arise up strife and contention. Therefore, the law is slack. Judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold, ye among the brethren, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work the work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I rise up the Chaldeans, that better and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land, and possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are troubled and distressful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses are sore and swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hath to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their four faces shall set up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall derive every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power into his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. And, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of pure eyes, then to behold evil, and cast not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thou tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he, and maketh men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things, and he have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with the angle, so, and they catch them in the neck, and gather them in the drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense unto their drug, because they, by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nation? Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch and sit me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but an end in it shall speak, and not lie. Thou it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also, because he transgresseth with by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, or enlargeth his desire as hell, and is a death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and the taunting proverbs against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his? How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay, shall they not rise up suddenly to shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be the booties unto them? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, and the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of man's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwelleth therein. Woe to him that governeth the evil continuously, to his host, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall oscillate. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establish a city by iniquity. Behold, is it not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for their vanity? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor's drink, but putteth thy bottle to him, and maketh him drunken also, and thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory, think thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered, and cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful swooning shall be on thy glory. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoils of beasts, which made them afraid because of man's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all the dwelling therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image, and the teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the world, wood, awake! To the dumb stones, arise! Teach, behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. And wrath, remember mercy. God, come from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was a hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. Stood and measured the earth, and behold, he and drove asunder the nations, and everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow, his ways were everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased because against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with wrath. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. And overflowing of the waters passed by the deep, uttered his voice, and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in the inhabitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thine glittering spear, thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation of thy anointed. Thou wouldest the head of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundations unto the neck. Selah. Thou didst strike through with the strokes the head of his villages. They came out as the word ran to scatter me. Their rejoicing was asked to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly tumbled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up into the people, he will invade them with its troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make my feet walk upon my high places, to the chief singer of my strength and instruments. Zephaniah chapter 1. The word which came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushai, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, and the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Joshua, the son of Amon, the king of Judah. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heavens, and the fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord. I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah, and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Beth from this place. And the name of the Chamorin with the priest. And then them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord, and that swear by Melchim, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired for him. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand, for the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guests, and it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. In the same day also I will punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's house with violence and deceit. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt be noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. Ho, ye inhabitants of Makhetish, for all the merchant people I cut down, all they that bear silver are cut down. And it came to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their leaves, that say in their heart.
The Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil.
Therefore,
their goods shall become a booty,
and their houses a desolation.
They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards,
but not drink the wine thereof. The Lord,
the great day of the Lord is near.
It is near. And hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, the day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness,
day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers, and I will bring distress upon men,
that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung.
Neither
their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath,
but for the shall he make even a speedy radiance of all them that dwelt in the land.
Chapter 2, Zephaniah.
Gather yourselves together.
He gather together, O nation not desired,
before the decree brought forth, before the day passed, as the chaff, before the fenced anger of the Lord come upon you,
before the day of the Lord's anger came upon you,
seek ye the Lord,
all ye meek of the earth,
which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod and the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up.
Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Terahites, and the word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan,
the land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant, and the sea coast shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds and food, folds or flocks. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereupon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening,
for the Lord their God shall visit them and turn away their captivity.
I have heard the reproach of Moab
and the revilings of children of Ammon, whereby they have reproached my people. I magnified themselves against their border.
Therefore, as I live,
saith the Lord of hosts,
the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Moab, Ammon, as Gomorrah.
Even the breeding of nettles and the salt pits and the perpetual desolation The residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This shall they have for the pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be terrible upon them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth. The men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the heathen. The Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. And he shall stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation and dry like the wilderness. The flocks shall lie down in the midst of all the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the bittern shall lodge in the upper tintels of it. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be in their thresholds, for he shall uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How is she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Everyone that passes by her shall hiss and wag his hand. Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to her that's filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction, did not in the law. She drew not near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are even wolves. They gnaw not. The bones tell the gnaw. Yes, her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence in their law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations. The towers are desolate. I made the streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instructions, so that dwelling should not be cut off. However, I punished them. But they rose again early and corrupted all their doings. There, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent.
For behold, the rivers of Ethiopia, my supplication, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering in that day. Shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me? For them I will take away all the midst of thee, the rejoice in my thy pride, and they shall no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an affliction and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. Neither shall the deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, and they shall feed the lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all the heart. O daughter of Jerusalem, the Lord hath taken away the judgment. He hath cast out thy enemies. The king of Israel, even the king, the Lord is in the midst of thee and shalt not see evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, whom are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflicted thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. And that time will I bring you back again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name, and I praise all among people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Haggai, chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then come the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little.
ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earnest wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your weight. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. He looked for much, and lo, came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the growth bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God, and the words of Haggai, the prophet, as the Lord, their God, had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then speak Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did what? In the house of the Lord of hosts, that there of the sixth month in the second year of Darius the king. Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak thou to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that say this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it is nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord. And walk, walk, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this letter hath
shall be greater than the former,
saith the Lord of hosts.
And in this place will I give peace,
saith the Lord of hosts.
In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch beer, or port, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean be a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands. And that which they offer, that is unclean. And now I pray you, consider this day and upward from before a stone was laid upon the stone in the temple of the Lord, which those days were when one came to the heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. Then one came into the press for the draw out 50 vessels out of the press from where we were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and all the labors of your hands, yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the month, 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And the Lord, again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdom of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariot and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother, in that day, saith the Lord of hosts. I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, with this Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Haggai. Amen. Haggai. Amen. And we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving on this day. I pray and trust that you enjoyed the reading. And we will return on tomorrow. God bless you.
Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
Against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.